This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, opposition leader Ralph Thorne promises the DLP will fight attempts to block the suspension of the party's general secretary and president. The Ministry of Health denies claims over an infant death at the QEH. The U.S. supports the multinational security mission to Haiti as U.S. citizens are killed by gangs in Haiti. And at least 15 people have been killed as tornadoes tour across three U.S. states. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Democratic Labour Party political leader Ralph Thorne is promising that the DLP will fight a motion filed in the High Court seeking to block attempts to suspend the party's General Secretary, Steve Blackett, and President, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. Longtime DLP member Ricardo Williams has filed a certificate of urgency in the Supreme Court, naming the DLP's acting president, Andre Worrell, and acting General Secretary, Pedro Shepherd, as respondents. Speaking to Starcom Network News at the DLP's St. Michael South meeting at the St. Michael School, Mr. Shepherd confirmed receiving the summons to attend today's court hearing.
I would have received correspondence from a bailiff informing me of a court appearance today, Monday, 9:30, Supreme Court. Judge Barbara Allen is to hear the matter, and there are two lawyers who will be representing myself. Also appearing would be Andre Worrell, the acting president. He too will be represented by two lawyers. We have Hal Gallup, the Marshal, Michael Carrington. So we just await the hearing to see what is the outcome and where we go from there. The constitution of the Democratic Labour Party states different, but of course we all have our interpretations of what the Constitution states on the matter, so we would get the outside person, which would be the court, to determine who has the authority and who doesn't have the authority.
Also speaking at the meeting, opposition leader Ralph Thorne said he would attend the hearing.
But I saw a document yesterday, and I'm going to court tomorrow. I'm going to court tomorrow! For the past few weeks, people have been telling me, oh, stay out of it. Don't get involved. I want to say to you tonight, DLP, I cannot reside in any luxurious cocoon of silence while this party is under attack. And that document carried three names as respondents. When you receive a document and your name is on it, and you are called a respondent, it means that you have to give answers. This party will answer. But the court case will go on, and we will allow the court to do what it must do. And not only will Pedro and Andre answer, Democratic Labour Party, I say to you tonight, all of us will answer.
Mr. Thorne stressed that despite the controversial matter, the party will be ready for elections when called.
And when the time comes, and it is coming soon, they're saying she can call it soon. Well, if she calls it soon, we ready. We ready! And I went into the angel room, and I told them that it is their responsibility to prepare us and to prepare this country for the quality of persons that you've seen on this platform tonight. Candidates who will become parliamentary representatives, and parliamentary representatives who will become a government. And there will be tussles, I said this on Wednesday night, and there will be personal victories and there will be personal disappointments. You've gone through that before, but when we draft that manifesto and you see 30 names, those 30 names would have passed through the engine room.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Kerry Simmons has criticized the Democratic Labour Party over its internal challenges, which have played out in the public domain. He was addressing a St. Michael North community meeting at Eden Lodge Primary School, held under the theme Growing Our Economy in a Resilient and People-Centric Way. While highlighting some of government's efforts to move the country forward, Mr. Simmons stressed that unity is key.
We cannot be calling in the police for one another every few months in Barbados if you're talking about seriously advancing the lives of the people in Barbados. It has to be a Barbados where all of us are working together. The LP got one another back in court. No, again, that's what they are about. And in short order, they will have the temerity to come knocking on your door to tell you I want a vote. You don't know what they stand for. You have no clue what it is that they aim to represent. Other than that, there seems to be some attraction that they have to this thing called politics, that they will pull down one another, lock up one another, whatever it takes.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. The Barbados Ministry of Health is condemning what it considers to be scaremongering over the recent death of an infant at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and denies claims of a link to a certain vaccine. Senior Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Ingrid Cumberbatch, has issued a statement on the matter in response to a viral voice note from an anti-vaccine advocate.
On Thursday, May 23rd, an 8-month-old child was referred to the Accident and Emergency Department of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by a private medical practitioner. The child arrived at the Accident and Emergency Department in an unconscious state and died following failed resuscitation efforts. As is a common practice for children of such age, the child had received its scheduled immunizations. These vaccines were administered at the St. Philip Polyclinic at 2, 4, and 6 months, with the last dose being administered on April 2, 2024. The Ministry of Health and Wellness, however, wishes to categorically state that the child had not received the mumps, measles, and rubella vaccines, as is being misleadingly stated in the public domain.
Dr. Cumberbatch urges parents to keep up their children's vaccines and keep their dates. She stated that an autopsy will be conducted to determine the cause of the infant's death. The health official also denied claims about recent COVID-19 deaths. Meantime, Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael, defended government's vaccine program against what he called attempts to drive fear in Barbadians. He was speaking during a BLP St. Michael North branch meeting.
I want us to reject every effort by certain people in this country to pull down the established institutions. And vaccinations is an established institution that we have had, and it has served us well. Because almost all of us, if not all of us, have had the various vaccinations. And I reject categorically any attempt by any citizen to cause fear in the lives of our people in Barbados relative to the very established, very sound, proven vaccinations that we've been getting and giving to our people for decades.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael. The Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union Limited is investigating a job offer scam which has been circulating on social media. In a statement, the credit union said that it was made aware that fraudulent social media pages were claiming affiliation with the company and offering job opportunities. An advertisement on one of the pages claims that individuals could earn up to 800 Barbados dollars by working from home for 10 minutes a day. Chief Marketing and Member Experience Officer with the credit union, Gail Niles, says it is not associated with such offers.
It has come to our attention that there is a social media page advertising job vacancies and ways to make money utilizing our brand. We assure all members of the public that we did not in any way endorse this page or are they affiliated with us in any way. We take the security of our staff and our members very seriously and we are actively working to address this issue. We ask your assistance in spreading awareness and ensure people do not click those links. They are not associated with the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union.
Chief Marketing and Member Experience Officer with the credit union, Gail Niles. The Biden administration extended condolences to the family of two U.S. citizens killed by gangs in Haiti. Family members said that a U.S. missionary couple, Davy and Natalie Lloyd, were shot dead Thursday night by gang members in Port-au-Prince after they departed a youth group event at a local church. During Kenyan President William Ruto's visit to the White House, Mr. Biden reiterated the U.S. commitment to support the expedited deployment of the Kenyan-led multinational security support mission to bolster the Haitian National Police capabilities to protect civilians, restore the rule of order, and pave the way to democratic governance. And finally, at least 15 people have been killed as tornadoes tore across three U.S. states, destroying homes in minutes and cutting power for hundreds of thousands of people. 7 people were killed in northern Texas, 5 in Arkansas, 2 in Oklahoma, and 1 in Kentucky. Scores more were injured, and almost 500,000 people across several states were without electricity. Footage from the counties showed a petrol station almost completely destroyed with twisted metal littered over damaged vehicles. Sheriff Ray Sappington of Cook County, Texas, said they believed the number of deaths will rise, stressing the devastation was pretty severe. Recapping the headlines, opposition leader Ralph Thorne promises the DLP will fight attempts to block the suspension of party's general secretary and president. The Ministry of Health denies claims over an infant death at the QEH. The U.S. supports multinational security mission to Haiti as U.S. citizens were killed by gangs in Haiti, and at least 13 people have been killed as tornadoes tore across three U.S. states. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News and Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.